Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for taking your time out on this. I know everyone's busy scheduled and taking time out for spiritual emergency training. This is Lynn, Mystic Healer, and where we are bringing in the light, shining in the darkness, bringing in the light where the darkness dwells. Whoa, yeah. So I have a guest today, and well, I'm going to Andy Miller, so hang on here. He is a philosophical stoic with computer background-based education programs since the 70s, and he's able to use computers to diagram family emotional processes and community emotional environment. So, and he works with a lot of pastors and counselors. So, and his forte is government legislation for bringing in the divine government that Patricia Cota Robles and others are talking about, that we will be talking about more about the true pledge of allegiance to the flag, okay, of the United States. United, we're supposed to be United States, not under corporatocracy, divine government, United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. That's God. That's that soul power connection, spirit, mind, body, spirit connection, soul, the soul of each person, heart and soul. That will cause indivisible or bring in our indivisible country and with liberty, true liberty and justice for all, so that we can get away from, and I'll do this little ditty for you, so that we can move away from and go to a country where there are no more lies and no more greed. No more depopulation, plutocracy, and no more lies, and no more greed. And no more transhumanistic, robotic warfare, brain chips, smart death, we don't need. And no more lies, and no more greed. No more vaccination farms, chemtrails, fracking, or Monsanto's toxic deeds. No more lies. No, no more greed. No more wars and drug wars that profit the elite. No more lies. No more greed. No more rulers from Wall Street, and no more lies. No, no more greed, no more hatred, racial animosities, misogyny, pedophilia, or xenophobia. We do not need, and no more lies, and no more greed. No, 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 no. Fight and violence can be confined to sports activities. No more lies. No more greed. No more abuse. And no more drugging our meat. No more lies. No, no more greed. No more mendacious mind control media and personas. We really don't need. No. No more lies. And no, no more greed. And no more hate. Humanity is awakening for new realities. No more hate. No more greed. Time to unite humanity for harmony. Okay, talk about harmony. Let's get it on. Hi, Andy. Welcome.
Did you say unite humanity or unite all manatees?
Thank you. all of it. All the above. The aliens, the good ETs with the good humans. Let's go intergalactic. Let's get it on. I mean, come on. First, we've got to stop the thought forms of war, though, and the monies. I mean, all that money going to warring and drugging and jailing and guns and violence and warring and abuse and systems that are just, they're just, there's no love for each other or the planet. So what do you think about the
so what you want is everybody in the world to party together.
Yeah! Doing all kinds of creative. USDAC, that's a plug right now for USDAC. Capital U, capital S, capital D, A, capital C, dot org. It's U.S. Department of Arts and Culture. Come on. Shouldn't we be teaching and training? And how about all the body, mind, spirit experts? That's, Andy, I'm having the hardest time with that. Because so many people are not able to get the divine government legislation, you know, the truth about the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, the God powers, the Jesus powers. That's that inner light body that we have, that inner light, that soul that's eternal. It's full of love and light, joyful thought forms and energies. It's all energy, and those thought forms are always divine, creative. They're joyful. They're full of forgiveness. How about that one? Do you remember forgiveness, people? How about forgiveness? How about gratitude? Oh, and how we create from thought forms. So the importance of what we're talking about, changing thought forms for harmony, is really a crucial to be talking about. And the legislation to get it there.
Well, you can't legislate people's thoughts.
Yeah, but you can legislate them, right? Can't you? To if you can make mandatory militarized training or mandatory this or that in certain different groups that you join or what have you. Hey, you can make mandatory spiritual emergency training for people, heart and soul classes. You can make it mandatory.
You want people to be drafted
into heart and soul community services? Yes. Yes, volunteer at Heart and Soul Resonance, that soul level resonance, yeah. Why not? And pay people to actually help and heal and resonate from their own heart and soul, their divine creative life force, you know, that's intergalactic, and be able to have direct source contact. So, you know, they can teach and train other people how to let go, work with their source, divine source, right? And then give single payer to all those jobs and start the whole new, you know, cities of enlightenment, peace, green. They'll know what they came to do. You know, certain animals or certain water, land, sea, air, you know, they'll know. They'll know what they're supposed to do. And the old systems, you know, they have to be shifted. The dividing of the families, the foster care, the drugging of children, and labeling people as less than. You know, really, we have a system that pays people to divide the families, do foster care programs that aren't working with all these, you know, stipulations for money for the foster care parents that are add more stress and confinement. Confinement, really, and
what do you propose to do with the kids that are in foster care now? What do you suggest?
And the Judy Hall in jails. You know, we really need to consider closing down probably 90% of the jails because they are addiction related and drug and alcohol. Or post-traumatic stress, mental health disorders. So the body, mind, spirit healers need to be put into, you know, like I was telling a friend, into like a shopping mall instead. It's like our schools maybe and certain sections of schools, you know, because we really need more access to hands-on healing touch practitioner programs instead of hands-on guns and drugs and violent video games. I mean, come on. We really need to teach kids all the different kinds of movement therapies, all the different, I mean, contact improv. Have you ever seen contact improv?
No.
Whoa. They do it.
But I do like improv.
No, it's contact, though. Contact. So the energies of the, of two people or more, you know, is so... Cirque du Soleil, you know that program, right? You can get YouTubes on it, right? You know that? You know about that?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yep.
Okay. Well, they have sections where they show people doing just, you know, there's a guy, he's, I don't know, only got like one arm down or something, I can't even remember, and he's parallel to the ground, and then he has another person balancing on his head. I mean,
this is a form of performance art, then.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely perform, but at the same time, if you're only into performing, you'll have your neck broken, I think. You really have to go to the level of so intense connection with the energies of another person, or they're doing body, you know, it's like integrated yoga at a level that's like, you know, I've seen a lot and been involved with some pair yoga teams, but I even used to teach yoga in the 80s, but this is like, whoa. I mean, it's you have to see it and look at certain, you know, people that are working at that level. But, I mean, the energy of connection has to be so harmonious that, wow. Okay, it's like ice skating. Okay, I could say it like that.
Well,
it's
I could imagine
kind of
that.
A
okay,
level
the,
of ice skating.
I
Does
understand
that
pairs ice skating. The people are one.
There you go.
When
in pairs,
when a
right.
Pair is ice skating, they're relying on each other for their life.
Exactly. Same with contact. It's parts of... It's not as dangerous, maybe, as the ice skating. Well, some of it, what they do is, but, yeah, it's okay. There you go. Yeah, you do. You're really, whew, it's just, and all the movement therapies, you know, from Qigong to yoga to Tai Chi to, you know, all the different dance and hydrotherapies and water movements. And, I mean, we building harmony, you know, I mean, there's just... there's a dance magazine. It's got like 40 different kinds of dancing. And I love Native American and the African. Maybe it's my heritage background. But anyway, I do. I love them for
I'm
their...
partial to percussive. I'm partial to percussive dance.
Oh, yeah. And they have
tap,
the powwow. They have four different major styles of dancing, you know. And then they have... just jumping real quick with the Native Americans, the water keepers and the, anyway, it's really sad to me that we aren't developing more understanding their sweats and shamanism and their shamanism training is just without any herbs. I'm not ayahuasca, no. I actually had Stuart Wilde on one of my talk shows at one time, the Beck Miracles Fellow and blah, blah, and it's ayahuasca. You don't need that. There's an article that was written, I don't know, this is like 25 years ago, call a doctor for a disease, a shaman for the soul. There you go. And there's all these people, these groups that are waking up. There's soul groups all over the internet. You know, have you been... in contact with many of them, or
on occasion, I sometimes
rather
can't
daily
tell.
Now.
I can't tell which ones are authentic and which ones are just gimmicks to take money from me.
Oh well, these are group. The Shift Network, everyone. TheShiftNetwork.com. TheShiftNetwork.com. They are absolutely incredible what they're doing. They've got a soul programs going on right now. It's just incredible. Oh my gosh, there's another really good group to connect with. It's wearesacredplanet.com. I really recommend it. It's remembering the truth of who we are. Beautiful programs for people that are available. And it's remember who we are. We came from the stars. It's just really wonderful, just unbelievable. So wearesacredplanet.com for more information on a lot of what they're putting out and doing. It's just really incredible. and, of course, charterforcompassion.org. Oh, Humanity's team, they are really expanding. They're expanding and expanding like crazy. So humanitiesteam.org, beautiful, beautiful programs that they offer. They're just, they're incredible. So, Soul News is on. There's Soul Cafes. There's, oh, capital A, capital G, capital N, capital T, .org. So exciting. Did I tell you about that?
AGNT.org?
Yes. Did you look them up? Were you able to check them out?
This is the first you mentioned them.
Oh, dang. So that is everyone. It's a new thought. They have a YouTube that they're going with now, too, but you want to go to AGNT.org. It's a New Thought Ministries. They came out around the time of, I think, Noetic Sciences were later, but I think that the Unity Church programs and actually the Spirituals and National Union, SNUs, are even older. Did you know they're hundreds and hundreds of years old from the UK? I mean, way older than our country. It's Spiritual National Union churches, everyone. You might look them up. There's Arthur Findlay College. It's in the UK. It's in the UK, Arthur Findlay College, and they teach mediumship. I think that's where John Holland did a lot of his training. But the UKs have what's called hundreds and hundreds of years old Spiritualist Nationalist Union churches, and where they don't have reverence or books or anything like that. They do some sacred old songs, but they actually have mediums that come in and they read people, and they do healing energy circles. Really beautiful. So that's Spiritualist Nationalist Union churches. But anyway, AGNT. New Thought Ministries came out about I think it was in the 1900s, along the lines of the other one that was with Unity. What was that other? Oh, Science of Mind Church. They came out about the, no, I think maybe they only came out in the 60s. I don't know. I'm not sure about Global New Thought, but they are ripping. They're working with Agape Institute. You can check them out. You know, Universal Love Institute, Michael Beckwith, really fun, really beautiful. Anyway, they're doing webinars and Zooms and YouTubes, and I got to be on a program. It's so exciting. I was on a YouTube with Unity Churches, I don't know how many, I can't remember, 6 or 7. Then there was a United Church of Christ group, and then there was what was the other one? Well, of course, Global New Thought Ministries outreach programs. And I don't know. It's too bad the Jewish Voice for Peace group wasn't on there. Anyway, everyone, please go to mypeacetv.com, mypeacetv.com. Shout out for Yaron. He's awesome. He's probably only, he's a way shower for the youth, next generation. He must be in his, it looks like he's early 30s. Amazing. And the song, the YouTube, his latest YouTube, is it's so exciting. I cried and laughed and was so it was just, it's thousands of Muslims and Jewish youth or young adults, thousands of them, all together singing, the Muslims and the Jewish youth. It was beautiful. It's just awesome. Pardon me?
What site was that on?
It's My Peace TV, and I think he's .com. It might be .org. His name's Yaron. Can you see him?
I will later.
Okay. Yeah, he's incredible. I hope the Jewish Voice for Peace group, and then Rabbi Lerner, and who was on one time, and then Kat Zavez, you know, they have that spiritualprogressives.org, right? And then they're moving in with the Jewish Voice for Peace also group. And then, we've got to get this on. That brings me back to, what did you think about the latest article that I wrote?
They're all good.
Oh, come on, you must have some sort of, what about this or what about that or explain that. Or that can't be. Because you said, oh, we've always had war. No, we have internet, though. I mean, in our history, we never had internet, cell phones, and language apps. We never had any of that. We do. Well, we have it now.
If we didn't have war, we wouldn't have the internet, you know.
Well, you can use it in that reference, right? But at the same time,
The internet was born as a computer network to withstand possible nuclear attack way, way back in the dawn of time by the Defense Department. And some guy came along and said, hey, let's use it for university research. Some other guy came along and said, hey, let's do this web thing, and how about this email thing? And then the National Science Foundation said, oh, let's give it to big business. That's the war we're fighting now, is corporatizing the internet.
Oh, okay.
But it was way, way back in the dawn of time. The core structure was designed to withstand nuclear attack, and that's why there's multiple routes online to get places. Because it adapts. When a link is broken, it adapts to another link. War also gave us, the space program gave us Teflon. So between war and the space program, they're responsible for a lot of, war gave us radar, I guess, and microwave ovens.
Okay, but now it's just straight techno, right? Isn't it just either techno into robots and, the good of it, right? Because I know DARPA. How did you get in the 70s? What was your connection? Was it through defense or what was your connection?
I wasn't actually on the internet per se. I was with the guys in the next room were online on a bunch of computers. It was before Windows, so they were on these old Bell system computers, and ARPANET and internet connecting universities to do research.
So all the universities, see, that's what is so cool about your background is in the Alliance of Mayors, Alliance of Governors, the universities, and I keep hearing, in fact, I'll just read it to everyone too, should I? Maybe I should, then it might make more sense how the internet and our knowingness and our connections, why we're all connecting, and why...
Well, a lot of the public is caught by the glitz of advertising of the latest, greatest thing online, but all that the internet is just a jumble of simple, basic parts that recombine. They follow, just like the laws of spirituality, the internet follows certain basic laws. And all that companies are doing is recombining those abilities and selling them in a new package. It's the same old abilities. The internet itself is built on multiple layers of technology, and some of those layers date back 60s, 50s. The basic fundamental layers date back way in time. And we're just now starting, like, for instance, Comcast to figure out how to use one of those layers to improve its cable TV service here in 2017. So after 50 years, they're just starting to figure out how to use all this technology they invented last century. But it's essentially, all it is essentially just simple building blocks and recombined, and sometimes in large quantities, to make things look complex, but they're really simple building blocks just in different combinations. We've had the equivalent of text messages have been around since, I don't know, the first computer linked to another computer, probably 1950s. They had something equivalent to what's now a text message. That's the most basic transmission in computers. So that's kind of not new.
Wow.
Say, it's all new. It's not all that new. It looks new, you know, but it's not all that new.
Isn't
and then
that
the thinking... And the thinking behind computers, some people credit a woman in the 1850s, I think, who happened to be Lord Byron's daughter, with the first algorithm. So the thinking is not new. And there is a device, date back to the ancient Romans, the ancient Greeks. Nobody knows quite what it did, but I think it might have been a simple calculator for the time, a computer. So the technology, the thinking, our thinking hasn't changed that much, you know? It's just the wires are making it much faster. And as we share our thinking with each other, it's the sharing that's increasing. It's not the actual individual that's increasing. The individual brain power has been the same for a long time. But now when we connect faster and share faster and react faster, we co-create things faster. and the rate of change is increasing, and the rate of speed is increasing. It's got good and bad. For instance, if you look what's happening in politics, one of the downsides is things are happening so fast, you can't keep up. So what we as individuals need to learn to do is how together as a people keep up. We need to learn to use this technology to communicate with each other to keep up with everything that's happening, not let it get ahead of us.
Yes, and that's where the using the computers for these new nurturing, caring communities that that doctor, that PhD I was talking about, that integrated here in our county, tried, you know, started the nurturing, caring community coalitions, and you know, getting it so that the churches and different schools and what have you could integrate these volunteer jobs for the children to interact, you know, in community.
Well, in order to be effective in any cause such as the one you propose, we need to first realize we can't be isolated cells of activism. And that's what I see. We're isolated cells. Everyone's got their little, their agenda they're pushing. They're almost always good, but they're isolated, and they've tried to form coalitions, but the coalitions are limited, in part because I think people are afraid of losing their identity, and in part because it's hard to agree on stuff, which we have to learn to do. So we've moved to a place where we can coalesce on a few things, like protesting against gun violence or gender rights, but we still haven't figured out how to use our liquid power. We have to figure out how, as a diverse people, to collectively use the power we have as people. Right now, there are a few power-hungry individuals who've managed to consolidate their personal power, and what we have to do is figure out how to use our collective power, because in the final analysis, that collective power is stronger. It's more subtle. It's not obvious power, but it's stronger. Like the power of, like you, for instance, in the power of meditation, strong, but it's subtle. You don't see it on the outside. Well, that's the same kind of power. We have a subtle but universe-shaking power among all of us together. The trick is how to harness it, and that's, you know, without threatening people, without threatening their own personal security. That's the trick. When you can harness a collective power, you can make anything happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where it all comes back to God within, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, now, semantics.
Hey, I know.
We get into semantics, which is one of the problems we have, semantics. The God within is the same thing as...
I know.
The same thing. The God within is the same thing as your psychic awareness, which is the same thing as your psychological history, which is the same thing as your bio-neurological makeup, taking into account environmental factors. It's all the same stuff. And one of the things that tends to divide us is to not realize that we're getting caught up in the word, and not understanding the spirit of the words, what they mean. Really good artists and scientists and philosophers know. There was a guy named Joseph Campbell, and he was a professor. He dealt, he dealt with myth and archetype.
Yeah.
And he understood the power of a story, and if you tell it differently to other people, it still has its power. So I'm frustrated because I look around and I see all these different cells. They're all talking their own language, and they haven't learned how to talk to each other yet. They haven't been bold enough to talk to each other and to learn a language.
That's why the HeartMath Institute is doing some really good work in that direction. But really, we really need to get all the different. I'm just going to read this because this is what came to me to focus more on. It's time to unite all the major churches, spiritual groups, body, mind, spirit, wellness groups. That includes the lightworkers, unions, caring activist groups. This is an online game of the ultimate for transformation and integration. Minority groups, okay, women's groups, green groups, peace groups, seniors groups, teachers, nurses, farmers, co-ops, and small business groups. And the the Alliance of Mayors and the Alliance of Governors to write the legislation that works to unite our USA and shift this nation and planet away from the old paradigm system set up by the oligarchs related to debt and, you know, quantum easing banking systems, fossil fuels, labeling and drugging those with emotional problems, mass incarceration, mass detention, and juvenile delinquency centers, drug wars, gun violence, and warring. Those are problems we don't really want to pay money for anymore, time, thought forms, and energy towards, because it's destroying the civilization and, you know, the planet. So we have internet, cell phones, and language apps that have never been on the planet before to awaken and unite all red, yellow, black, and whites at a heart and soul purpose resonance level. Service level for our evolving species as never before to co-create the golden age of Gaia, or they call it the age of Aquarius, with interconnected communities of enlightenment services, co-creative joy-filled co-ops, loving, you know, hundreds of loving and caring, nurturing, healing arts methods with multicultural arts, massive environmental green teams for the land, sea, water, and air.
So I'm going to show you my age now, and I'm going to talk about the moon being in the seventh house and Jupiter aligning with Mars, since you said Aquarius.
Yeah.
Way back in the dawn
Good
of time.
Good
song. when there was the movie Hair was out, and they were, for their time back in the early 60s, they were very rebellious for their time. They had this really rebellious idea that they were all going to wear long hair and race didn't matter and everyone was supposed to make love, not war, and all these horribly revolutionary thoughts for the time. And I went back and I listened to Hair and looked at the people. It's just amazing to think about that particular time. There are similarities between then and now.
Yes.
There's differences but similarities.
And it's still, they're pushing for divide, conquer, and separation of families and individuals through violence and guns. I mean, teaching guns and teaching violence and the
I'm a philosophical stoic, I'll live up to that name and say that they're not simply teaching it. We are allowing ourselves to be swayed by it. It's a process where we, the people, give permission. It wouldn't happen if all of us knew how to refuse.
Yes.
That's that thing about languaging again. Some people tell Joe that he's got to believe, and he doesn't know any better, so he believes because they convince him he's got to believe. But Joe's got to look inside himself and ask himself, is this really what I believe in? But trying to get people to look inside and ask, that's a tough job.
And that's where we're going. We have to realize that the God within also has your answers within. So it's an inside job. You don't teach reactive, responsive ego programs anymore because there's karma. And
I've gotten myself in a lot of trouble talking with religious people and saying the sacrilegious idea that the divine might be within. And that's how, when I say that to someone of a religious background, their reaction quickly tells me a lot about them. I get two basic responses. The idea that the divine could be within and not in God freaks some people out. And other people say, well, of course, isn't that what it's all about? So among the religious, there's very differing views of the God concept. It definitely
Yes, that's why we have to go straight to soul, because there really is no, and it's just advertising and marketing, mass education about it, really. It really is. I mean, and making available in the communities all these new jobs like organic farms. There's, you know, the beautiful new tiny house project villages, hydroponics, you know, new water systems, edible landscaping crews, and have all the fruits and veggies and all the natural herbs. That means, you know, grow your pot, the friggin', you know, cocoa leaves and you know, poppy seeds. Who cares? All of them, you know, from that to turmeric to everything else. So you want all the natural herbs, and the edible flowers are very beautiful and very good for people. And so
I would agree with you. I would agree with
block.
You.
Wait, I mean,
I would
we
agree
can do
with
this
you
in interstellar travel for those that are ready.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you on all the growing plant stuff up until the point where their actions in private affect me. If someone wants to grow a harmful substance to do harm to themselves, I shouldn't suffer for their poor actions. As long as I'm not impacted, I'm fine with it. But as the founders of our country said, they have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness up until it infringes my rights. So,
yeah,
I agree with you to a limit, to a point. The problem with growing poppies, for instance, let's use drugs, marijuana, generally whatever people smoke in their house, what do I care? Please don't waft that skunk stuff over to my side because it smells awful. Prefer the sweet stuff. As far as people using harder drugs, that impacts me because when they hurt themselves, they're taking up healthcare resources. And it offends me because they're doing harm to themselves. So there's a marked difference between the substances that do immediate substantial damage to people.
But if you get it so that people understand, like in Portugal, again, I've got to put a plug in for all the legislation for the education, single-payer health care, restorative justice movement, and the drug policy out of Portugal. It's all on Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next, and How to Get Rid of Wall Street Bankers as far as taking over the,
some of the Wall Street bankers may be saving our hide this week.
Well, they will. I know that everyone's starting to realize, whoa. Everyone share those government education, single payer, all the restorative justice in Norway, higher education programs, education, and teaching kids to play and real sex education. I mean, come on, we have so much to do. And so parenting.
The biggest banks are considering not allowing credit cards to be used for purchases of assault weapons.
Yeah, you know, and the minute you try to do, you know, those thought forms about guns, when children are really playing with something nasty, you get the women and the churches and the caring activists in the community and say, hey, you know, I'd really rather you were playing music, okay? You know, could you study music instead of using your frigging guns? Come on, we got to get music, art, singing, dance therapies, comedy therapies, theater therapies. I mean, what are they doing? No. And
listening to you,
if they really are,
I'm beginning to get the idea that I'm beginning to get the idea, Linda.
What?
Listening to you, I'm beginning to get the idea that only a man can talk to another man about this. I've long felt that one of the problems with understanding each gender is across the broad spectrum, women have had a general tendency to be more nurturing because of the biological and natural upbringing that occurs, and men have had a general tendency toward more activity, more boom, boom, do it, and less of the softer arts. Now, that's not a global statement. It's a tendency in history. And among the male gender, there tend to be more of them that are more removed from nurturing tendencies than among women. There are some women that are also of that area. And the people that are more removed from the nurturing tendencies don't understand the language that those that have the nurturing tendencies speak. It's a different language. It's a different experience base. So when one group, this is just a hasty illustration to make a point. When one group with one set of experiences makes a statement about the way to accomplish something, another group with a different set of experience says, that won't work. We don't understand. What do you mean?
Okay, the solar. How about all the solar projects and the new massive construction of that's needed? You know, that's like light rails or maglev trains or what have you. I mean, these are dangerous. These are like, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different, building construction infrastructure that needs to be happening instead of fossil fuels alone. I mean, and you know, there's just like, there's so
now,
much.
Lynn, now, see, you just did something right there. I want to point something out to you.
Okay.
You said something that which is universally agreed upon. Most people I know agree. We need more infrastructure, we need more bridges, we need all that stuff. Then you said, instead of fossil fuels. Not everyone agrees instead of fossil fuels.
Well, we have to phase them out. We really have.
Okay, you can have that. You can have that opinion, and it's a valid opinion. But it doesn't mean you, whether or not you are pro or against fossil fuels, you can still be for infrastructure.
Yeah. Well, and
a lot of people that like gas, a lot of people that like gasoline and natural gas are up for infrastructure.
Well, I know that, but at the same time, that's where, you know, we have to come together as, you know, the green teams and the solar
wind. I was just pointing out that it's in the language.
I do know that. You say you want A instead of B. Because, in the long, you know, where we're going or how it or should be is, you know, the bringing in along with
You didn't say start A and end B. You didn't say start A and end B. You said A instead of B.
Okay, how about start to replace the old, the old systems of the penal, you know, the mass incarceration. It has to be shifted, you know, because if you're going in and telling people, hey, you know, we have body, mind, spirit healers, either local or global, and you're taking them there instead of jail automatically, you know, you're going to and help them find out where they belong and get connected at their heart and soul resonance, then you're building a whole new type of civilization for the planet. Does that make sense?
I would prefer to say let's begin a new way of dealing with criminal and crime and justice issues for all the reasons you said, and then just let the old stuff fall away rather than placing it as a, you set it up like it's a contest. You set it up for conflict the way you proposed it. I didn't mean to. That's why you're here. I know you didn't mean to. It's based on your own experiences.
Okay, like the labeling and drugging of children, labeling people as less than or
what are you
hot,
for?
And I'm for body, mind, spirit healing centers. I'm for medical hypnosis. I'm with Mad in America, everyone. Mad in America, madinamerica.org. Yeah, we have to. That really has to be to drug people with emotional problems never heals them. We have healing for emotional problems now that we didn't have before. We have internet to help it happen. I'm just saying, what are we doing here? Like, I put this down here. I put education for these new community jobs and infrastructure projects with a basic guaranteed income for all to find their heart and soul resonance services with single payer for all so they can have more sports, not wars and guns. We can actually shift with the money and with the new WPA CCC type of systems, you know, we can actually bring in a new, you know, new jobs for everyone. So, and everyone feel connected to what, you know, they're really here to do and feel worthy and feel, you know, help their self-esteem and grow the light of each person. Use our current government subsidies, this is we the people money, not the corporation's money. It's for our people's budget. It's online, too. Check it out and make, you know, amends to the people's budget if you're into accounting, what have you, to unite and focus on legislation to manifest our USA, our true Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation under God, each person's own divine, eternal heart and soul essence, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, with jobs for all and health care for all. How's that?
Say that three times fast.
So anyway, what do you think about the wording? You kind of, you know, you get the essence of what
I think that we're going to have an election.
What's the best way? People are listening.
I think we're
going to
have an election in about 8 months, and I think it behooves us all to vote for people who will do what you just said.
Yeah, but how do you get the legislation? I heard the electoral offices have, every electoral office in every county have manuals, right? One of my electric engineer friends, you can go to Gedry, GEDDRY.com. She's also working with Kai Seldef. Anyway, Earth Law. You can check out Earth Law, too. It's not getting the new lawyers here to help save the planet, the Earth, too, especially our national parks and what have you. Anyway,
I heard there was a lawsuit, I think it was in Colorado, where the lawyers decided to file the suit on behalf of a river.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what. Yeah, go to Gendry,
GDDRY.com,
or check out Earth Law. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the
first time in history, they're trying a new approach.
We need to help them. There's a youth group out of our Oregon here that actually has a lawsuit in the Supreme Court, and there's no advertising, marketing, or opening for it. And instead, they're overriding everything with guns, violence. You know, and that stresses people out. They don't know how. We don't have new coping centers with body, mind, spirit healers. We don't have new jobs created for people. So, you know, they're stressing out. What do they learn to cope with? Drugs. More drugs. More drugs, more violence, more guns. Or more war. I mean, come on. You know, geez. I mean, really. Do you think Stanford Care could help us? What do you think?
So you want to declare war on war?
War begets war. How about Veterans for Peace? You know, I never hear anyone advertising and getting, really with them. And Yoko Ono and Ralph Nader are actually on their board. VeteransForPeace.org. And go to capital U, capital N, capital A, capital C, capital UNAC, UNAC.org. Please get involved. There's World Beyond War and all kinds of peace groups, over 50 of them or something. Get involved. Get it on. And then the other one is Code Pink. Code Pink, I love them. CodePink.org. Those are the three major ones that I really give kudos to. They're just amazing. Just beautiful, beautiful groups trying to bring in. Oh, and the Peace Alliance, they're still on the move that Dennis Kucinich started. They're peacealliance.org. So anyway, they're out there too. Okay. What else can we get out there to the people to look at? MIT has a collab. Did you know it?
Mm-mm.
You remember Ivanka? Remember her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She got me connected on a program at MIT, and they actually is a collab, so it was all environmental. So, you know, I mean, they're coming out and they're realizing that the natural gas pipelines, there's like, I don't know, 253 leaks just in California right now. Oh, consumerwatchdog.org, and that's another really, really good group to get involved with too. You know, they're really good because they're monitoring the leaks that aren't being reported.
I will tell you that renewable energy, especially wind, is going to take over, and you don't even have to push. You don't even have to say anything. By the very nature of the business model. Shortly, within a couple of years, it already employs more people than the fossil fuel industry. And within a couple of years, investors are realizing it's a better investment from a hard business perspective. So I look forward to renewable future, and there's nothing anyone can do about it, even if they wanted to. It's inexorable. It's going to happen.
Well, and solar, if
just
you go to the renewable
solar to
energy documentary.
Solar right now, they're having some petty battles over solar panel manufacturing. There's little trade squabbles which have to get out of the way. But you're right, eventually solar too. It's renewable energy is inevitable. And so I don't talk about it too much because it's just going to happen on its own.
Let's talk about it real quick, because Mary Gedry, Gedry.com, GEDDRY.com, is an electrical engineer, and she set up a wind grid for the county I live in years ago, and she got so bombastic. Oh, it's just awful. Anyway, she actually got an ordinance. She got the petition, got an ordinance, did the electoral, went to the electoral office, got the manuals, did a city, county ordinance, didn't pass, right? Because all the money and time and energy is coming in for infrastructure still being absconded and taken by the fossil fuel old systems. Because people don't know, and they don't have the health care to really jump in, too, at the same time. So we really have to get that really, really important.
Well, the fossil fuel, literally the fossil fuel systems are running on fumes, so.
Yeah, well, they're actually running on leaky pipes and leaking into our aquifer, and it's really dangerous. You know, it just is. It's very, very, it's just. We really need massive clean water systems, biophotonic, maybe even to, you know, massive new water systems that need to be integrated and what have you, too. So, yeah, we have so much. I mean, there's so friggin' much work to do. Another thing is single payer, why it's so critical. It's fix it, and it's health at the tipping point. And you want to go to the one by unfinished business. It's critical. It's awesome. It explains to small businesses how it's done by a business. Okay, a prestigious business, and it shows not only the, you know, nurses and doctors how important it is to them, and National Nurses United and HealthOverProfit.org, and it's so critical. But anyway, it actually shows businesses how important it is if we're going to have small businesses that are able to open up more. We need to have single payer. So it's like people, you know, don't go to, you know, sign up for a business to, you know, a lot of it if they have health care or not. So we really have to look at this differently. The whole our single payer health care system is really critical. So I hope people will share that too. Any ideas? We're getting close to, we've got about 5 minutes left. Anything else? Are you able to be contacted at all there in Illinois?
I'll give you contact information. I'll set up something.
Okay. Yeah, because I know people are, like you said, more comfortable working with your verbiage, words.
No, it's just that each of us, because of who we are, appeals to a different segment of people we talk to. Each of us has a range, you know what I mean? Like
absolutely.
A headlight. Each of our little headlights shine on certain people.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, that's another thing that has really bothered me since I was a registered nurse in two countries. And, you know, I was guided in 1974, actually, that I would be helping people with mental health issues. I never knew it would be at this level. I had no, oh, man. Anyway, so I've been, you know, all kinds of alternative healing modalities. Like I said, medical hypnosis, check it out. The American Society of Clinical Hypnosis.
Some of them aren't so alternative anymore, you know.
No, they actually have an insurance code, and I in Oregon, and actually the president of the American Board of Hypnotherapy wrote the foreword to my first book in 1999. So we have an insurance code, and it's legit, and it heals moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. So people that want to come in more of a science-based, industry, so to speak, that is developed, actually has an alternative like acupuncture and massage, actually licensed massage therapy, which I did too. But anyway, it is available. It has actually got an alternative insurance code. But again, we're having all these healers trying to compete with Big Pharma. It's not right. It's really, you know, it isn't working. We really need to get in these prevention, intervention, alternative body, mind, spirit healing centers, and especially for emotional problems, because drugs don't heal emotional problems. They don't. They never have. They don't heal. So we really have to go.
Some of them create more.
Pardon me?
Some of them create more emotional problems.
Oh, way, I know, absolutely. Or physical side effects of, you know, liver, kidney, whatever. Yeah, I could tell you nightmares. Oh, not good. And oversensitization. And then what they're finding, Peter Bregan is really important, too. He's got a YouTube, everyone, Dr. Peter Bregan. Bregin, MD, awesome YouTube, and he has a forensic background too, but he's got his PhD in psych, I think it was. Anyway, he's got all this information about the side effects causing, okay, and John Rappaport just came out with a psychiatric information. Suicide and homicide, that's what they cause, suicide and homicide, okay, and a lot of those go together depending on your dysfunctional family or environment that you're, you know, been around or been around. So anyway, we are closing. Have about 1 minute left. You want to go check his stuff out anyway and get with MaddenAmerica2.org if you can. But anyway, so much to do. And thank you so much. Is there any other ideas that you think that we should put in this recording?
He dropped.
Oh, he dropped. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. And okay. Blessings, everyone. I'm going to go out with Patty Becker, a local in the county. Beautiful Patty Becker's song. It's called Shine, and it's from her album, Carry Me Away. Yeah, she plays with Stone Soup with her husband locally, too. But her album, Carry Me Away, and the song will be going out with the shine. People learn how to tap into your soul essence, your soul power, and shine your light. We need you. Thank you. Blessings. I'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll go out with Patty Becker's song, Shine. Thank you.
Loves me through and through, and if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be.